3 years ago, a groundbreaking study found that thousands of packages of sexual assault evidence in Wisconsin had never been tested. The survey found that there was a backlog of rape kits from police agencies in 173 communities. The state's Department of Justice has received $4 million in grants to study and test the evidence. But there have been criticisms of the state legislature for not doing enough to target the untested rape kits to focus more on crime labs. Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, and he's been covering the story. And he joins us now to talk about some of the latest developments. Keegan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
First off, Keegan, what exactly, remind us, is a rape kit? And do we know at this point, as we stand today, how many remain untested in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so a rape kit is a colloquial term that we use to describe evidence taken after an allegation of sexual assault. So usually there will be a forensic exam done by a nurse to collect biological material off of a person that will hopefully help down the road to identify a suspect or to corroborate statements at a trial or to investigators.
And you recently got access to a lot of documents that shed some new light on the process behind these rape kits and the politics also. Can you tell us about the documents that you got access to?
Yeah, we requested under state open records laws hundreds of pages of documents that were part of grant applications for federal grant programs in both 2015 and 2016. And those documents confirmed a lot that we had previously known about the state's untested evidence, but it also revealed some new information about the evidence and provided some nuances to things that we had kind of heard already.
And you say there are, you group it into six revelations. We'll see how many we can get to. We'll hit most of them probably. But starting with when the term backlog has been controversial. Attorney General Brad Schimmel has said in some cases this is not a backlog. We're doing our due diligence here and kits are being tested. Tell us about the history of that word.
Sure. So the Attorney General and top Department of Justice officials over the past few months have vigorously objected to the use of the word backlog to describe the thousands of untested kits. And their reasons are partially historical because about a decade ago, the Department of Justice came under a lot of public scrutiny because it had a backlog of current evidence from new cases that was not being tested quickly at the state crime lab. And the department has distinguished that backlog from the current backlog because the untested sexual assault evidence is accumulated over decades, in some cases more than two decades ago. And so by objecting to the word backlog, they've partially wanted to distance themselves from blame for this new accumulation of evidence. So in a lot of cases, it's not necessarily the state who is telling people to not send evidence to a crime lab. That decision is being made locally by a police department. So there are a lot of people involved in deciding why evidence wasn't tested. And then another reason why I think they've objected to the word backlog is because it can provide a rationale for why the evidence wasn't tested long ago. Was it always intended to be evidence and it's just been sitting there collecting dust? Or what they've been saying is that we've now changed our opinion of this evidence and we now want to get it tested. So those have been some factors in why they've objected to the word. But as you mentioned, we got documents that show they have repeatedly used the word themselves in applications to federal grant authorities. The Attorney General himself signed a letter in May 2015 that used the word, and we thought it was important for our readers to know about these discrepancies.
Another revelation from these documents that you got access to was the way that law enforcement may have interacted with victims. Now, this is a paper trail of evidence. We don't have specific cases, it sounds like, but what do we know about this so far?
Right. This was really important because to date, what we've mostly heard about, kind of the story behind Wisconsin's backlog, is that the explanation is a lot of innocuous in a lot of cases where, you know, evidence wasn't tested because somebody was already convicted, or the evidence is just being held for appellate reasons, or victims withdrew their allegations, and so police believe there wasn't an assault. What these documents show is that the Department of Justice was very concerned that in hundreds of cases, police departments had described victims as uncooperative or unreliable, and they were concerned that these police detectives may have had poor training to recognize like the signs of trauma. So they might view someone's signs of trauma from a sexual assault as being untrustworthy, and then pressuring that person into recanting their allegation. And so they made these comments as part of an application to federal grant authorities for more than $1 million in programs for victim services and also to help with law enforcement training.
I want to get to more of your points, but real quickly, Keegan, where does that stand? Has that training and the victim support services money been used? Has it started to go into effect?
Yes. So the grant was approved last fall, and the just this past April, the Department of Justice put out applications for local organizations to start getting funding for victim services.
And another aspect here we should talk about is the progress on getting these kits tested and what the Department of Justice has said its approach has been. And there's been different takes on how they're proceeding with this. The term forklift comes into effect here. I'll let you explain that. Tell us more about what you learned there.
Yeah, so one of the main points of criticism of the Attorney General and the Department of Justice over this backlog has been how long it's been taken to both research it and then to start testing evidence from it. So the discovery of this backlog can be traced all the way back to 2012, when then Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen created this team to kind of research sexual assault evidence. It wasn't then until 2014 and we first kind of got our look at 6,000 kits. And now today, the state has estimated that they've only tested still about 63 packages of evidence. So there are still thousands of packages of evidence that have not been tested. And that's led to a lot of scorn from people about why is that taking so long? Why isn't the process moving along more quickly?
And in terms of how the state has gone forward with that, what have they said about this?
Yeah, they now have a plan in place where they're sending 200 kits per month to a private lab to get tested. So over the next 2 years, roughly, they expect that much of the evidence will be tested or at least sent to labs. So we're going to kind of slowly get through this, but the process has started where evidence is being shipped to labs for testing.
And Keegan, as we wrap up, just briefly, another thing demonstrated in these documents was the desire to have some positive, it sounds like, publicity or media coverage about the process at the DOJ. What did you learn?
It was a few days after we published a story in early February about the Attorney General misrepresenting how much evidence had been tested. We found emails in these documents that indicate that a contractor was seeking federal approval to get some positive media out for the state and to release more information about the kits.
Keegan, thank you so much for coming in to talk today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for USA Today Network, Wisconsin. And he was here with us in studio to talk about the latest investigative reporting into Wisconsin's thousands of untested rape kits.